Inspiration exists, but it has to find you working. Pablo Picasso. So in this episode of Art BS, Business Solutions for Artists, we're going to be talking about where we find our inspirations. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Stephanie Weaver.
And Julie McCullough.
And together we are Art BS, which is Business Solutions. We've decided that we, as artists and creatives, we are finding that a lot of artists have similar issues and problems. But in this episode, we're going to be talking about where we find our inspiration and how do we try new things.
Yeah. So I know this past like couple weeks, I have been like in a little bit of a rut. You know, I've been wanting to paint, but haven't figured out what I want to paint. And I have like literally thousands. And I know some people use figuratively, but I mean literally thousands of images to paint from that I've taken from life. Or I mean, literally, you can walk outside and find inspiration. It's in a flower. It's in a blade of grass. You can paint anything and everything. But then it's just you get a little bit of overwhelm where you kind of start. And you just know you want to paint, but you don't know what you want to paint. And I think some of that for me even comes from, I feel like every single time I have to have something that's show worthy, so to speak.
Right.
And that I know is the killer of creativity for me is like, I just have to set a timer for like 15, 20 minutes and paint knowing I'm going to might throw it up. I might tear it up. Throw out some paint and see what happens. And so that's kind of what happens sometimes for me. And then that spawns other things, which is really, really cool. And I know like this past week, I think it was Friday. I teach a class every Wednesday and Friday, how to painting in oils. And I just knew I wanted to paint. I didn't know what I wanted to paint. And I just like grabbed a hat. I'm just going to paint something that's in my studio. I don't care. And so I grabbed my baseball hat that says, bless your heart. And so I'm painting this thing and I'm like, okay, this is going to be good. This is going to be great. And that actually spawned a series that I'm going to work on. That's, it's a Southern thing is what I'm going to call
there
it.
There you go. That's
bless your heart. And so that's, you know, spawning other creative ideas. And it was just starting was the big thing.
Starting is the big thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a hard thing.
What about you, Julie?
So I find a lot of inspiration just going outside, sitting on my back patio, trying to grow flowers. I don't have a green thumb, but trying to grow flowers to take pictures of. But also travel is a big inspiration for me. I love to travel. And, you know, I probably...
You didn't get a lot of that last year, though.
No, not as much as I'd like to. I'm getting my fill this year, though.
Yeah.
But my problem now is my phone is so full of so many pictures of things I want to paint or think I should paint. And then imposter syndrome hits. Like, oh, maybe I'm not good enough to do that.
Oh, we need to talk about that.
Yeah, I know. That's a whole nother episode. But that, you know, so, and I also get a lot of inspiration. And this is more to build a portfolio of different sorts of things is taking different classes in order to build my portfolio.
So what kind of, you have like an architectural and a photography and a mixed media background. So you literally could take any class and learn from it, but where are you taking classes of like where you want to go?
Yes.
Or to develop what you already have?
To where I want to go.
Mm.
Because I'm trying to rebuild my portfolio to show more of what brings me joy and what I like to do and want to do versus what I have done in the past.
Gotcha.
So that's why, you know, I take some of these classes to build the portfolio. They give you briefs on different things to create. But then that also, you know, I'm comparing myself to all these other people that are posting stuff. And I'm like, oh, gosh, mine's not near good enough for this or that.
But does it help inspire you? It does help inspire me.
And so I'll save a lot of that stuff that people post. Just to kind of go back and see where trends are moving. Mm-hmm. You know, I may be looking at 100 different images that people have posted of a, let's say, a map of a city. You know, maybe the assignment was to do a map of the city you live in. And look at all these different things and pull out things that are trendy. in order, and then look at licensing trends and stuff like that to kind of help formulate what I want to create and how I want to create it.
I was, one thing that struck me when you were talking and kind of what Stephanie was talking about painting the hat is just finding joy in what you're doing, mm-hmm. even if it's accidental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. That like painted what 3 hours and just painting yeah. that hat. I totally got in the zone again. And
oh, that just, went by so fast.
It's so fabulous.
I know. It's such a great feeling when you get in that zone and start creating.
Yeah.
And even if you're doing it for yourself, because like I've done this pop art Star Wars collection.
I love her.
But it's mine.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to be able to do anything with it, but I am so in love with it. So it just inspired me. And so now I'm like, it's inspired me to be looser and just to think outside the box.
Like, exactly.
Don't see other colors than what's right mm-hmm. there, which was kind of fun.
And what's interesting also about that, so we all belong to a mastermind group where every week we come up with like a challenge, like a topic, just go out and paint.
That's a good way to find inspiration.
Yes, yeah. It is. It's yeah. a very good way to find inspiration.
And that's how Rachel came on to the pop art. And
right.
Because before you were creating very kind of realistic stuff. And then mm-hmm. we saw her pop art and like, oh my God, I think you found your calling.
Yep.
I know. This is amazing.
I think after Star Wars, I may do something else that's not copyrighted. So, but it's a lot of fun. And I was going to say, that's a great way to step outside your box, find new challenges, is to get in a group or a class
yes.
or a Facebook yeah. group even, or something that would give you new challenges mm-hmm. weekly or monthly or whatever.
Right. Well, and there's like the 100-day project where there's all sorts of prompts you can pull from. Mm-hmm. You know, I see artists posting prompts all the time, you know, 30-day prompts. Worth of prompts so that you know, each day of the month you paint something different. Or I think another thing too is kind of doing a 100-day project or a 50-day project and just creating something every day. Mm. You know, I've got a friend who's an artist and she created 4x6 postcards for 100 days. And then she's selling them in order to donate to an organization. And that's just getting her creative juices flowing. And keeping her creating. I started the same project, but I only made it 50 days before I gave in.
Oh my gosh.
But that's still, I mean, that's a huge achievement. And this time when I did that 100-day thing or 50 days, it was just to create something every day. Didn't matter what it was. I just need to create something every day to kind of get back in that groove. And you'll have your days where you just don't want to create anything and it doesn't matter. You don't have to show it to anyone. But then you have the right. days where like, oh, now I'm onto something. Now I can create a collection from this.
So inspiration, though, when you find it, do you try and stick with your medium that you're used to, or do you try new things? So like Stephanie, you're an oil painter.
Mm-hmm.
So when you have some, you've done some watercolors and right. you've done some other things. Is that a way to help just get your juices going, like spur your creativity, is to try something different?
Honestly, I don't even think I think outside of oil painting most
really?
Of the time. Yeah. And
because you take a lot of pictures. I didn't know if that would like.
Well, I was kind of into photography for a little bit when I ran another blog, and a lot of it was about, you know, having really good imagery. Mm-hmm. So, but no, it really never occurs to me to actually show my photograph or try something in Photoshop or I tried a little bit in Procreate. And oil painting is like the best drug you can get in the world.
Right.
Because once you're on it, you don't want to get off of it.
So, but I like that you do use Photoshop to help compose
yeah.
your stuff.
I do.
Which I do like that.
I've right. got some tools to the trade to get to the point of what I want to have. But
right.
yeah, no.
So I know, Julie, you will.
Julie's very versatile.
Yeah, you will try new things at a drop of a hat, which I love. So
yeah,
can you talk about some of that and how?
Yeah, I mean, I get into little phases where, oh, I want a watercolor. And then I'll go a month or two and just create a bunch of different watercolor stuff. But I always end up bringing it in digitally. Mm-hmm. Digital is my love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I create my final pieces from, but I may use traditional means to do that. But color pencil and alcohol markers is what I was schooled on. And then I got into watercolor because of Jennifer and Stephanie again. And I had dabbled in watercolor years ago, but not to the point where I'd ever tried, you know, really good watercolors. And then I fell in love with that and still add color pencil to it, but I still end up taking it in digitally and doing something with it from there. Mm-hmm. But I do like to dabble in different things, especially, you know, I love resin.
You've got some great pieces.
Such a mess. I hate making a mess, and I have three kids, so digital is where I always fall back to.
Way less messy. Yeah.
Yes, way less messy, and I can take it anywhere.
Well, so. And I like that you take classes that really do make you stretch as an artist.
Yes.
So you are taking a class on illustration, and you like coming up with new characters and things like that. I mean, like that's really becoming ultra creative.
Yeah.
Not only that, but having the background of what you're putting together.
Yeah. I mean, I've just finished a class called Illustrating Children's Books. And I was way, way out of my comfort zone. I think I may have to take that class again. And I, but in the future, but it was definitely, fun to dabble in another area that I'm not as versatile at and not comfortable at. And in the beginning, it was a lot of fun, but towards the end, it got real frustrating. And I think it's just because creating scenes isn't something I typically do, but it is a dream of mine to illustrate a children's book. But through all that, I came up with a story of a children's book to do eventually. So I've got that all written down, but so I keep all my inspiration in OneNote so I don't lose it. And then when I want to come back to it, I can find it and do something with it.
I was going to ask, okay, so you're out and you're in your yard or inspiration hits and you're there. Like, what do you do at that point?
I put it in OneNote.
What about you, Stephanie?
I take a photo and I use, Note Shelf is what I use.
Yeah.
I like the build that you can probably do this in OneNote too. But yeah. Note Shelf, if you take a picture and you can start writing, typing underneath it, kind of what ideas that you had.
Yeah, that's exactly what I do with OneNote is I take a picture of it. I just go to the OneNote app on my phone. Mm-hmm. I take a photograph of it right there in OneNote. It loads it up and then I make any notes I want.
I guess right I'm there. Old school. I write everything down. I use your notes. Planner and I write in the back. Yeah. I write things down.
I lose those notes so easy.
Yeah, I do
my
too.
Handwritten ones.
That's true.
But I was going to go back to one of the things that Julie kind of brought up for me was way back when I took China painting classes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just like the watercolor class. So it works a lot like that. And it was because I took that class and I created a kind of a different technique to paint with oils. And had I not done something completely out of my comfort zone, I wouldn't have seen the beauty that was created in that art and find a way to bring it into mine. And that's the beauty of the classes.
Yeah. And you bring up a good point, too, on that, because watching you oil paint in some of your oil painting classes, actually what you do with a background and everything applies digitally.
Yeah.
And
fascinating.
I know. And I was that's such a concept. And then I saw a digital artist doing an illustration for a children's book on YouTube. I don't even remember who it was now, but maybe it was Skillshare or something. But she was doing that same thing that you do oil painting. And I was like, that's the piece that I'm missing. I need to be taking this to a traditional means, but doing it digitally.
Building the layers from the background. Building the
right. Doing a rough background and, kind of outlining and forming your figures with your background and then coming up because you're using a oil paint brush or a watercolor brush or a chalk or a color pencil or marker, whatever you choose brush wise. And the brushes have gotten so good that it really is like using real methods. Cause I like to use Photoshop to create in, but I was like, oh, I got it now. So I'm one step closer to being able to create my scene.
Well, I tell you, like, watching her, watching Julie. So Julie's got like a class on Photoshop too. And watching her do all this and apply, you know, the methods that we use to create, you know, 2D art and what she's doing to the Photoshop. And then, oh, you got to click on this tool and then this tool and this tool. And I'm just like, oh my God, I just want to get my paintbrush. can I just do that? Because man, she is so versatile. It's just, it amazes me.
Well, and I, for some odd reason, shadows and highlights, I see those so much better in Photoshop. Yeah. And apply them so much better than I do on a piece of paper.
Well, the funny thing, like, and to see the values, the shadows and lights and stuff, I actually bring out my phone and we'll flip it to black and white.
Yeah.
And that way you get the value scale. And you do that in probably Photoshop.
Yeah, I do that in Photoshop. I'll copy my layers and turn it into black and white and see where I need to add details. And for me, I see it naturally that way.
Yeah.
But
so where do you feel like is your drawing inspiration and then creating and finding inspiration? Where is it that you really do find your true inspiration? Is it from joy? Is it just from being content and being somewhere where you can actually see the inspiration? You know what I mean? Take it in. You have to be in a good mindset for that.
I've got to be relaxed. And like I said, travel. I was just looking up, you know, I just got back from a trip and I have about 10 different ideas that I came up with for patterns and art and all sorts of different things. Just sitting at the beach or walking around and I just jot down my ideas. I saw some artwork in one of the restaurants we ate at and I was like, ooh, now that would be really cool if I did something like that, but did this with it. And so I jotted those ideas down and it just works really quick.
What about you, Stephanie?
Well, I know for me, it's kind of like first in, first out type of thing. If the idea pops in, that's the next one I'm going to work on. And the idea, it sometimes strikes just randomly. Sometimes it's very emotionally driven. Like, you guys saw my one of my
Go
latest
ahead.
One of my latest ones.
You can say
Don't
it.
Be shy. So if you listen to our first episode where we talk about copyright, so I painted something that I was sitting on the back porch with my husband. I'm like, I can't believe I gotta get a lawyer to deal with this stuff. I mean, can't we just like make up some letterhead that says from the legal offices of go fuck yourself, GFU. and so
yes, hello.
This is an explicit podcast. And then I just got the imagery of flicking somebody off and doing it in black and white. And I was like, I got up right then, I gotta go paint this. And an hour and a half later, I'm done. And wow. I already got it copyrighted. And then but so that one was one. And then like just sometimes.
But that was a powerful message and that hit you in the moment. So
yeah, I had to go do it.
I feel like do you guys look back at your notes that you've taken and just go, oh, this is crap. And mark things off.
Yep. Definitely.
I think sometimes the best inspiration is the one that hits you and that you have to go do are the best ones. That ends up being the best work.
Yeah. The girl in the field, that one was one, it was during COVID lockdown. I just wanted to paint something that was beautiful, relaxing, and so that you could. It's like she's looking into the future and she sees the name of his Girl in Field Castle You Can't See. So she's looking at a castle in the sky that nobody else can see. And it's got like fairy, there's a hidden fairy, there's a hidden bunny, there's all sorts of little hidden things. And that was something that I threw on my overalls. And if you guys, if I get uber serious about painting, the overalls come on, my hair goes up, and I'm like, everybody leave me alone. Then that was one of those that it just came together so quick, so easy. And I think it's those quick and easy ones like that, like the unicorn series, that was quick and easy. Mm-hmm. And it just, I knew what I wanted. But it's the ones that you know, somebody else tells me that they want, I'm like, oh, okay. Unless it's a pet portrait. Pet portraits, yeah, I am all in. I love painting them. But if it's something like, oh, you, somebody tells me you need to paint, I don't know.
Japandy.
Japandy.
Yes. Oh my gosh. That was so hard.
That was the worst.
Like, no.
Okay, Japandy. So that was one of our, in our mastermind group. Sorry. That was one
that was
of
like
the
3 weeks I let that thing go.
You didn't. And that's one of the prompts that we did in our mastermind. And we're all laughing because we all hated it except Julie.
Yeah, Julie's was awesome.
Julie's was amazing. Mine looked like crap. I don't know.
I liked yours though.
I still have it. I didn't trash it.
Yeah.
I actually I'm going to put it up.
Hers was like a little symbol.
It's peace.
Peace. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I actually did a Japanese symbol of peace. It was good. Oh my God.
Yeah,
there's some. There might be some prompts that aren't for you guys. But so let us know how you guys find inspiration for your artwork and for your creativity. Let us know what you're thinking about our podcast. If you have some questions or just some ideas that we might actually do an episode on it. So send it to us. Our website is artbs.podbean.com. That's artbs.podbean.com. And we're available everywhere you get your podcast. So if you love us, send us your 5-star reviews.